It's time for everyone to go home, Jillian declares. Scott and Gideon are sent away with promises of phone calls and postcards for Scott and boxes of saltwater taffy for Gideon. Antonia cries a little as she watches Scott get into his mother's car. Kylie sticks her tongue out at Gideon when he salutes, and she laughs when he takes off running through the damp evening, clomping along in his army boots, waking the squirrels that nest in the trees. Once those boys are gotten rid of, Jillian turns to Ben. Same goes for you, she says. She's throwing paper plates in the trash at breakneck speed. She already has the dirty silverware and the glasses soaking in soapy water, which is so unlike her usual messy self, that Ben is starting to get suspicious. Vamoose, she tells Ben. She hates it when he looks at her that way, as though he knew her better than she knew herself. These girls have to finish packing and be on the road by 7 a.m. Something is wrong, Ben says. Absolutely not. Jillian's pulse rate must be a good 200. Nothing's wrong. Jillian turns to the sink and gives her attention to the soaking silverware, but Ben puts his hands on her waist and leans against her. He's not so easily convinced, and Lord knows he's stubborn when he wants something. Go on, Jillian says, but her hands are soapy and wet, and she's having difficulty pushing him away. When Ben kisses her, she lets him. If he's kissing her, he can't ask any questions. Not that it would do any good to try to explain what her life used to be like. He wouldn't understand, and that may be the reason she's in love with him. He couldn't imagine some of the things she's done. And when she's with him, neither can she. Out in the yard, twilight is casting purple shadows. The evening has turned even more overcast, and the birds have stopped calling. Jillian should be paying attention to Ben's kisses, since they may well be the last they share. But instead, she's looking out the kitchen window. She's thinking about how Sally may be telling the investigator what's in her garden, way in the back, where no one goes anymore. And that's where she's looking while Ben kisses her. That's why she finally sees the hedge of thorns. All the while no one was watching, it's been thriving. It has grown nearly 2 feet since this morning, and nurtured by spite, it's growing still, coiling into the night sky.